My name's Christopher Hike. I believe I'm on the list. I'm from Belfast. I think that we've met the criteria for scrutiny, public scrutiny, with the Bangor Daily News covering this, the Republican Journal in Belfast, and the Portland Press Herald. That's pretty much statewide. As Commissioner Aho may recall, when we had the DCP tank threat in Searsport, the New York Times covered the story. It was covered by Catherine Quimby Seeley. Phineas Quimby put the clock in the Belfast First Church around 1835. So the Quimbys are a longtime family in Belfast, and they monitor what goes on in the Bay. And at a certain point, I think scrutiny becomes detrimental. Do we want to taint the brand of Maine lobster? It has a fabulous international reputation now. Do we want further scrutiny from the Times? The three articles on DCP were above the fold. They brought the problems to national attention. Do we really want more than statewide attention? Do we want national and international attention and scrutiny? I don't think it's good for the industry. The other point in terms of the spot where this material is being dropped, I attended the meeting after the meeting in the parking lot of the Searsport High School. Mr. Canning and Mr. Black were there as well, with a representative from the DMR. The points that the man made were that there is no map showing this disposal site anywhere to be found. It has just been made up. It is not on the record anywhere. The second thing is that he has nightmares at night because of the methane pox. No one knows where these things are likely to erupt. No one has any idea as to what the currents in this channel will do. His other point was that the dredging boats on the Royal River, which is currently being dredged, one of them wasn't being carefully monitored, and by the time they got from the Royal River to the disposal site, it had leaked out 80% of its contents, spreading it all the way from the Royal River out to the site. So we really don't need a further tainting of a really fine product, and I hope that with the criteria described by the lawyers you've heard from today, you'll take jurisdiction of this matter and ignore Commissioner Aho. Thank you.
Thank you. Are you on the list?
Yes.
We have one more. I'll stop. This will be the last one right now. We have to go to
My name is Elaine Tucker. I'm not related to Kim. I'm a realtor in Belfast. I just wanted to say, as far as economic impact is concerned, we all are focusing very much on the lobster fishermen and their families and the restaurants. Think about a simple event like the Lobster Festival in Rockland, and who benefits from that, and what happens if it goes away. It's not just the fisher people or the restaurants, it's also all of those vibrant, one-of-a-kind main streets that we have up and down the coast. All of those small, locally owned businesses. The money that we make from the lobster industry, people who are brought here for the clean water, the healthful seafood, that money stays pretty much in Maine. All those local businesses, they're locally run, locally owned, and they can all go away. That's a big deal. For public scrutiny, I work a long, long day. But I have read the Yeager Report, I have read the Dawson Report, I have read the updated Yeager Report, and I've read the alternative, the Dawson alternative, and that is a good idea. That gives Searsport its harbor, which is so important, and doesn't destroy the fishing industry.
Thank you.
Excuse me, I've written a lot of letters. I don't know if I'm on the list. I'm not sure. I'd like to say something. I'd like to present a personal
Yeah, I have two more people, and I'll allow those two to speak briefly, and then we'll go on to the next part. Yeah, you're one of the two. You're one of the two.
My buttons are anything, I'll just, get my thumb out of the lens, too.
You gotta tell us who you are, and we'll see if you're on the list or not.
My name is Harlan McGlaughlin, and I live in Searsport. Am I on the list? I wrote letters, I honestly did. I'd like to address this issue from a perspective that you probably haven't heard. When the Commissioner Aho tells you that this issue does not meet the four criteria, I think not. I'm not a professional, but I've been on a lot of boards, and I've had to do a lot of deciding when I wasn't sure what was what, you know, a lot of different stories. One thing I always took into consideration, if one side tells me something that's totally not believable, I don't believe them. The credibility is totally shot. How can she say this doesn't represent a statewide issue? It does. How can she say that this won't have public scrutiny?
I'm going to comment on the Commissioner. I want you to address the criteria.
Okay.
I don't want you critiquing board members either. I want you to speak to the criteria.
Okay. I'm saying the criteria, if I were making this evaluation, and I would suggest that board members do the same, in evaluating this criteria, I would take into consideration the fact that the main proponent against this idea of you taking over jurisdiction has said nothing at all that has credibility. It's all laughable on its face. So from that perspective, I think it's quite important that you consider that. And that's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you. One more.
I will be brief. I'm very good at being brief.
My name is Barbara Moore. I am a member of the Penobscot Tribal Nation. And what I have to say is that I have been following the Searsport dredging issue in the media. And it's very important to me. And what I want to speak to very plainly is that in years past in Japan, they had a very bad tsunami. And now radioactivity is in the water, and it affects tuna. I no longer eat tuna. I love tuna. I love lobster. But if in question ever comes that there is mercury in the lobster, and I have no way of determining where the lobster comes from that I'm going to eat, I will no longer be eating lobster either, or other clam fish that come from that area. And I think that's a definite economic impact to the entire state and any other of the four that may address each one of those. And that's all I really would like to say is that I'd like for you to take that into consideration, that the economical impact may be worldwide. You may find that no one wants Maine lobster anymore. Thank you.
Can I ask one question before you leave?
Excuse me.
Any questions from board members?
Okay, we're going to take a 5-minute break, and then we're coming back with the Army Corps. They're going to make a comment. And MDOT will follow them. Okay, so 5 minutes, and we'll be back.